This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Federation of Independent Businesses releases a survey every month. It's called the Small Business Optimism Index, and it looks at how the owners of those small businesses are feeling about the economy. According to the latest survey, which is December, the answer is they're not feeling especially great, those small business owners, a third of them saying inflation is their main issue. No surprise, right? But as with a lot of the macro ways to look at this economy, there's a micro, too. We like to do those. So we got one of our retail regulars on the phone the other day. Philip Rollins owns the Record Comic and Toy Store Offbeat in downtown Jackson, Mississippi.
Over the holiday period, it went pretty well. Actually, surprisingly well. It was some stuff that I had in here that I thought I would never move. I had like a lot of high dollar items. Like recently, I bought a collection and in it had two rare copies of a Taylor Swift 45. They can go online for like upwards to like $200 and more. And I actually sold one of them, which I thought I never would personally. I thought I had to take it online. But I underestimate the power and monetary value of Swifties, apparently. After the holidays, January just hits a, as for most retail places, it's either you're getting returns or it's like a dead zone. So January and the summer tend to be like my most hated months for me personally, because it's just so slow. But otherwise, I mean, I'm still getting like a little bit more traffic. People are still discovering the shop. The college students haven't really gotten fully back in yet. I think they come back this week. So I know some kids will start, you know, probably start coming to the shop. But otherwise, business isn't super terrible. So far, I mean, 2023 seems to be going okay for the first week. As a business owner, I'm kind of jaded because just the way inflation is going. I was talking to one of my old street team members. He was just hanging out here at the shop. And I was just like, I have to go back and look at every single one of the records I get in now and check the suggested retail price on it. And stuff has jumped up. Easily up to $5. For example, a Lauryn Hill record that was $25 last year is now $30, maybe $35. That extra $5 does make a difference for people to be like, I'm gonna get one or I'm gonna get two records. I try to keep in mind of that this may not last forever. And giving that knowledge and whatnot, I'm like, okay, is there a way for this shop to pivot or adapt any more than it already has? When I opened up this shop, I opened up with the mindset of that I knew that having just a comic book shop or just a record store wouldn't work by itself. So these things have to kind of play off each other. Yeah, it's worrying, but it's like, it's nothing I can do about it. It's like, okay, I just need to really buckle down and figure out how to adapt to everything.
Philip Rollins buckling down and running Offbeat in Jackson, Mississippi.